So here's a question. What happens to your security system when the unexpected hits? Like a huge telecom outage. Can your business really afford that kind of vulnerability if communication lines just go dead?
Today, we're doing a ProTelic deep dive into something critical: why having multiple paths for your alarm communication is so important. We want to unpack why this isn't just a nice to have. For most businesses, it's really a must have. It's all about that layered protection that keeps you safe, keeps you operational.
Yeah, it's a question that became very real for a lot of Canadians back in July 2022. Remember that huge Rogers outage? Internet, cell service, just gone. It was a really stark reminder, wasn't it, how much we depend on, well, often just a single communication infrastructure, and sometimes it's not as reliable as we think.
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't just inconvenient, it stopped businesses cold. Emergency services even had issues. Exactly. And think about your security system in that scenario.
Yeah.
If it relies on just that one channel, internet, maybe, or a phone line, it's exposed. Not just to massive outages like that, but also, simple equipment failure,
Yeah.
or even someone deliberately cutting a line.
Right. So the problem is pretty clear: vulnerability, which means the solution has to be what? Building in some redundancy.
Precisely. Communication redundancy for your alarm and security systems. It sounds technical, but really, it just means making sure you have more than one way for your system to call for help. It's about being proactive, setting up multiple, diverse communication pathways.
Okay, diverse pathways. What does that actually look like in practice?
Well, it helps detect and prevent all sorts of things: criminals trying to disable the system, equipment breaking down, even fires or floods on site.
Yeah.
Think of it like having multiple routes on your GPS. If one road's blocked, you still got another way to get where you need to go.
Okay, so what are the typical roads for an alarm system?
Traditionally, you had the old telephone lines. They were standard for years,
Yeah.
but now they're kind of costly, physically vulnerable, easy to cut, and honestly, just not that reliable anymore.
Makes sense. What else?
Then there's the internet, or IP communication. It's pretty cost-effective, especially if you already have good internet infrastructure.
Yeah.
But like the phone lines, the cables can be cut or damaged. And of course, it's vulnerable to general internet outages, which we all know happen.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, so phone lines, internet, what about cellular?
Cellular or GSM, that's been a solid, reliable method for quite a while. The downside there is the technology churn. We went from 2G, then 3G, 4G, now 5G is rolling out. Older cellular communicators, they become obsolete pretty quickly as those older networks get shut down. So it requires regular upgrades, which means ongoing costs and attention.
Okay, so everything seems to have a potential weak spot. You mentioned Protelec developed something different back in the 90s, proprietary radio.
That's right. It's an interesting approach. ProTelic developed their own dedicated radio network specifically for alarm signals. The key thing is it's independent. It doesn't rely on Rogers or Bell or your internet provider. It operates completely separately.
Independent. So it wouldn't be affected by those big public network outages.
Exactly. And it was designed to be resistant to digital obsolescence. It doesn't rely on those public cellular network generations like 3G or 4G. Plus, the network maintenance is typically handled by ProTelec itself, often at no extra cost to the client. It just works.
Okay, that sounds like a really robust alternative. So if you're layering these options, it's not just about having a backup, but about having backups that fail in totally different ways. Is that the idea?
That's the core concept. You want diversity in how the signal gets out.
So what does that mean for, the business owner? What's the real tangible benefit day to day?
For you, the client, it means uninterrupted monitoring. That's the bottom line. It ensures those critical signals, like video verification of a break-in or an intrusion alert, always get through. Always. Think fire alarms, for example. ProTelic runs a ULC certified emergency monitoring center. That ULC certification, it means meeting really strict standards for reliability and performance set by Underwriters Laboratories of Canada.
Right, that's a high standard.
It is. And with redundant communication, that center can notify the fire department, typically within 30 seconds of receiving a monitored fire alarm signal. No delays because a line was cut or the internet went down. That speed can be absolutely critical.
Wow, 30 seconds. That really drives home why redundancy isn't a luxury. So when you're advising clients, what are the best combinations? If you need at least two, which ones work best together?
Good question. We generally recommend combinations that give you that real diversity. So radio plus GSM cellular is a very strong pairing, or internet plus radio is another excellent choice. What we strongly advise against is relying solely on, say, a telephone line and the internet.
Why is that? Because they both rely on physical wires coming into the building.
Exactly. Both usually arrive via external cables. So whether it's accidental damage from construction or someone deliberately cutting the lines outside your building, you could lose both communication paths at the same time. That defeats the whole purpose of redundancy.
That makes perfect sense. It really highlights Protellix's focus on that layered protection you mentioned. It's not just about selling the tech, but having the certified monitoring backing it up and even doing custom risk assessments for line security.
Absolutely. It's about providing that confidence.
So, wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener? I think it means true peace of mind. Knowing your security system isn't just there, but it's always connected, always monitored, no matter what happens with external networks.
That's the goal. So maybe the final thought for everyone listening is this: what steps can you take today? How can you look at your own security setup, assess its redundancy, and make sure your most valuable assets are truly protected against, well, the unexpected?